You've been listening to Bonversations. We appreciate and thank all of the supporters who made this possible. Now have yourself a lovely day.
I would have said it started about 11:22.
I was a little inebriated and showed him some pictures that I shouldn't have, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
I just wanted to let everyone know how much I appreciate the value that Velo brings to the channel.
But Scott Morrison is a woman, like John Howard's a woman. George Bush is a woman.
You know you're a liar.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
You're in the naughty corner, Roller. You're in the naughty corner. And if I had my way, Melisette would be in the naughty corner next to you with a big pointy dunce hat on.
Stop it.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
That guy was a professional, high-level government operative.
Bitcoin transfers, you know, when I sent you Bitcoin, hello?
When did you send me Bitcoin?
And Epic. You got some Epic too, I think.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, all gay. Gay and Jewish.
We spotted a number of trannies.
Low point in Bello's career. Low point.
Oh man, that's fucking terrible.
I'm sick of these drops. Oh my
dude,
god,
it's seriously, dude.
Mental. A taste of my own medicine is so fucking annoying.
Every big major Hollywood star is a Jew. Trust me.
John LeBon, Friedman, he was saying, this is terrible.
Yeah, fine. So what?
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witness.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
From the 7th Precinct, the 1st Precinct, the fire department right here, the 7th Truck, those guys were all right there at Ground Zero when those things went down. And God bless, I know there's a lot of guys there that were around there. Hopefully, they made it out.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt.
What was happening around you, in the streets around you, as this was all going down?
Absolute pandemonium. From my viewpoint up 43 floors, I could see people running like ants, just absolutely scurrying for their lives. Billows of smoke coming through the streets, just walking down the street. Just pushing everybody back.
Stop it.